Forever Young is brought to you in part by Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
The information provided on the Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Forever Young Radio Show, featuring America's natural doctor, Mark Stangler, and executive producer, Kelly Capasola. Each week, Dr. Stangler and his special guests have one goal in mind, and that's to ensure every listener has the most up-to-date information on ways to support all aspects of health. Now, here's your host.
Hello, everyone. So glad you could join us again right here on Forever Young. Our mission for well over two decades has always been the same, and that's to inform and educate every listener on healthier lifestyle options and good quality science-based information.
And if you'd like to learn more about the show, please feel free to visit our website at americasnaturaldoctor.com. And there you can listen to past shows, read fantastic articles, and feel free to sign up for our newsletter.
Yeah, the easiest way to sign up for our newsletter is just click on those free 15 special reports. You will get access to that. And Dr. Mark, I think we're sending out two newsletters a week now, so we really have something for everybody.
Okay, nice. Yeah, I know we cover a variety of different types of topics, so from family health to women's health to men's health to all sorts of things.
Yeah, it was interesting. You know, we're going to share one on low levels of testosterone today, but it's for both men and women. And I think when people generally hear about testosterone, they think it's only for men, but it does have a big place there for the ladies as well.
Well, it really does. I mean, a lot of people don't realize, but testosterone is a fundamental hormone for women as well. And we've always known for men it's critical for many different functions. But women, equally as important. More doctors are recognizing this. But unfortunately, there's still a vast majority of doctors who don't test women for testosterone deficiency. Neither do they know how to treat it.
Yeah, which is interesting because it's like if it's too high, you're going to have problems. And if it's too low, you're going to have problems. So that's puzzling why they wouldn't test it on a more regular basis. I will tell you that we had a lot of people opening that and sharing that article as well, Dr. Mark, because I think they haven't even thought, should I be asking my doctor as a female what my testosterone levels are?
Well, yes. I mean, there's a lot of symptoms common in both men and women with if you have low testosterone. Fatigue, for example, low libido. It plays an important role in brain health, like memory and concentration. If you're having trouble maintaining lean muscle mass or bone mass, that could be a sign of low testosterone. So, you know, some people find, hey, my diet's good, my exercise, I just can't seem to create lean muscle mass even with proper exercise and resistance training. That could be a symptom. Maybe you don't recover from exercise effectively. That could be a symptom as well. So a lot of crossover in the symptoms between men and women with low testosterone.
Yeah, and what's interesting, I think earlier in the year when I had my blood work, I had lower levels of testosterone and I showed estrogen dominance. So I wonder if, you know, you educate a lot on estrogen dominance for both men and women, if that has something to do with the plummeting levels of testosterone for both men and women.
Yeah, definitely can. If the estrogen's high in both men and women, it can have a suppressive effect on the testosterone levels. And this is why it's important to realize hormones are so interconnected. One's off, it can throw other hormones off as well. So we like to look at really all the orchestra of the different hormones and how their balance is.
And I think it's way easier now to kind of see where you are hormone-wise versus 10, 15 years ago. I mean, you'd have to go through a pretty in-depth testing process. Now, I mean, we even sell the tests on our website, right? I think underneath the radio section, we make it convenient where people can test their own hormones at home, whether it's male or female. What is the name of that test we have on there, Dr. Mark, and what kind of levels does it show?
Yeah, we have a couple of different ways for people to test. We do have a salivary hormone test where people can check their estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, stress hormone levels. So that's a really simple way of testing the hormones.
You've been seeing patients, I think you're going on your 26th year now, Dr. Mark. Congratulations on all the great people you've helped. But I'm sure in those 26 years, you have seen some squirrely hormones where for people coming in and people not putting two and two together. Hey, I don't know why I'm tired, but you just checked my DHEA levels and they're non-existent. Do you enjoy getting your patients back on the right track without having to use a lot of medications and things like that?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we help so many people with their health issues that are in part or greatly related to their hormone balance. So Yeah, we can see dramatic turnarounds even within a few weeks to a few months once we get the hormone balancing techniques in place. You know, with patients, Kelly, we will use hormone replacement if someone's overtly deficient, but we see a lot of patients where we'll use supplements, diet, exercise, herbal extracts to get their own hormone levels balanced. And there's some very good science and technology on that, which really has come out in the last few years validating that type of approach.
I feel like hormones drive everything we do. So if one of those are out of whack, we're not sleeping, as you mentioned, Dr. Mark, maybe we're having weight gain, we don't have energy, we're irritable. I would say the moodiness is the number one thing we tend to see on my end, but how about you?
Yeah, there's so many symptoms related to hormones. Hormones really are chemical messengers in the body. And what a lot of people don't realize, unlike other chemical messengers in our body, they go directly into our cells, what we call the cell nucleus, where our DNA is. And then it has a direct effect what our DNA is doing, what messages it's giving out, whether it be energy production, whether it be repairing tissue, it's controlling, you know, heat, metabolism, all these types of things. So hormones are unique in that, again, these chemical messengers have a direct effect on our DNA and then the messaging which is coming out of that for the rest of the body.
We do offer these types of at-home tests, which are great, Dr. Mark, right at americasnaturaldoctor.com underneath the radio tab. We have to run out to a break, but when we come back, it's going to be me and Dr. Mark having a great conversation with you today. We really want to hunker down and focus on, with next month being October in just a couple of days, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So we wanted to spend some time talking about cancers of all types. So stick around with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Are you looking for healthcare that fits your busy life? OneShare Health is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry whose mission it is to inspire healthy communities and provide options to share the cost of healthcare. Here's one of our valued members to share her experience.
What I like most about OneShare Health is the affordability, the ease of use, the customer service. I had one experience with telemedicine, and that was incredible. I was traveling. I realized I was coming down with something, so I called them. They indicated that a doctor would be calling me in the next few hours. My phone rang in like 15 minutes. We went through all my symptoms. They found the nearest pharmacy and went ahead and called in my prescription. Everything was done between 30 and 45 minutes.
When today's listeners mention Forever Young Radio, they will receive 40% off their enrollment fee and unlimited access to telemedicine with a $0 consult fee. Visit ForeverOneShareHealth.com or call 833-779-0299 to learn more about our medical sharing family.
You probably don't think about your adrenal glands often, but they play an incredibly important role in your health nonetheless. Many people need adrenal support, as our adrenals are constantly challenged through many factors, primarily stress, poor diet, caffeine consumption, and lack of exercise. The adrenal glands are responsible for regulating stress response in the body by producing the hormones associated with metabolism, balance, energy levels, memory, circulation, blood pressure, sex drive, and immunity. Adrenal Health by Emerald Labs is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics. Therapeutic doses of a synergistic blend of the activated forms of B vitamins and botanical extracts that have been helpful to support energy levels, promote mental clarity, and to help offer superior adrenal gland support. To learn more about Adrenal Health by Emerald Labs, visit supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Emerald Adrenal Health can also be found at finer health stores nationwide. Emerald, the additive-free company.
Learn more about Emerald Labs' science-based multivitamin formulas by going to www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Also available at Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, and other fine health stores nationwide. That's supplements.one.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, thank you so much for joining me and America's Natural Doctor, Dr. Mark Stengler, right here on Forever Young. If you get lost along the way, please always visit our website, americasnaturaldoctor.com. There you can read the news and breakthroughs. As Dr. Mark mentioned in the opening segment, you can sign up for our free newsletter. And make sure to check out our archive site. We have over 175 episodes on there that you can go and check out, ranging from, gosh, what, Dr. Mark, omega-3s, longevity. We have a lot of stuff stacked in there.
Oh, yeah. I think all the major topics people can get cutting-edge information on. That's true.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can listen right there on the site. We're not going to send you to a million different platforms. So, again, making it convenient for people. Now, I'll tell you, Dr. Mark, we have a big topic today, and that is really educating and informing people different avenues that they can go down. It seems like everybody we know, including in our own families, have been personally affected by cancer, or we have a loved one or friends and families close to us, maybe at our church with somebody dealing with that. I'm telling you, Dr. Mark, it's more and more people are being diagnosed than before. So what do you have to say about that?
Well, that's true. In the United States, a little over 40% of men and women will be diagnosed with some type of cancer during their lifetime. So we're almost, you know, we're getting close to 50%. You know, we have almost 2 million new cases of cancer each year in the United States. So the numbers are phenomenal. More sadly, cancer kills about 600,000 people in the United States each year. So it's just high numbers. About a fourth of all deaths are related to cancer. So it's important that people are educated on the power of prevention, or if you have cancer, what things you can do in addition to conventional therapies to help you get through your treatments, to help you survive and thrive.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing, is thriving. Once you get the diagnosis, I can only imagine how certain people feel. You feel hopeless. You feel out of control. And you really have to rely that you have a good team with you, or you need to know what questions to ask. And, you know, we're going to cover all that today, but we can't have this conversation without talking about food.
Well, food is a mainstay of having a healthy immune system, having a healthy cellular environment. You know, Kelly, when you really look at cancer, there's multiple issues that can be going on as to why our cells are dividing out of control. There's many, many different pathways, many different causes. But one that's been very well studied over several decades is the influence of diet. And diet influences cancer formation in many different ways. An unhealthy diet will lead to improper chemical messaging, telling our cells and certain genes to be activated to cause abnormal cell division. A poor diet will increase inflammation in the cells, and inflammation drives abnormal cellular changes or bad cell division. And so diet really is a fundamental issue, which at this point, no one can disagree that the foods that a person eats can have a tremendous influence on most cancers in terms of prevention. But we can go beyond that. We know diet is very important for people that have cancer. Now, unfortunately, in oncology today, cancer therapy, diet's been given very little attention, if you will, by treating doctors, even though there's a lot of literature out there. So, for example, in one study of almost 2,000 adults with cancer, they found that 91% had nutritional impairment. Almost 10% were overtly malnourished. 43% were at risk for malnutrition. And even 40% of those patients had a loss of appetite, which means they're probably going to have nutritional problems. So even people with cancer, it's a fundamental thing that has to be addressed properly to help a person feel good and help them to recover.
Right. And so we look at things that we may want to avoid, you know, trans fat, fast food, sugar. I mean, sugar is, I think, the beast of burden in a way, because I think people are consuming way more sugar than they ever did, you know, in the days of old. And now I think the average person is consuming enough sugar in a month that generally would have been in a year. What are you seeing with that, Dr. Mark?
Well, it's a good point. The average person in America does not consume 25 grams or less of additional simple sugars in their diet. People, you know, foods they get from, let's say, soft drinks, fruit juices, syrup containing ingredients, these types of things. And so North Americans are loading up on the simple carbohydrates, you know, the breads, the pastas, the cookies, the pastries, all these types of things which increase blood sugar. But really the link to it is this. If you talk to an oncologist, they'll tell you, oh, there's no connection between consuming sugar directly and cancer. And in a way they're right, but then in a way that they're wrong. They're wrong because it's undisputed now that elevated levels of insulin, so people that have chronically elevated levels of the hormone insulin, which helps to transport our glucose or blood sugar into our cells to be used as a fuel. The problem when you have insulin spikes or prolonged insulin spikes or high levels of insulin, it's an inflammatory hormone. It also tells proteins in our cells to start dividing. So this is why when 40 to 50% of the American adult population has prediabetes or diabetes, which means they're going to have insulin resistance, it's one of the fundamental things as to why people can be predisposed to cancer. So indirectly, yes, too much simple sugar is a problem for cancer because it spikes the hormone insulin, which no one disagrees at this point is a carcinogenic hormone when it's out of balance.
let's talk a little bit about the different types of cancers and their causes. Let's chat about that if you don't mind.
Well, absolutely. So there's all sorts of different cancers and there are different causes, although there can be commonalities to all of them. Some of the big cancers, the common ones, well, the most common ones in North America are breast, lung, prostate, and colon. Those are the four most common. Obviously, there's many other types of cancers beyond that. You got several different types of blood cancers, the leukemias, the lymphomas, you know, the different organ systems of the body. So, but those are the most common types that people experience in North America.
Yeah, it's so interesting because we're also seeing a high incidence of skin cancers and different things like that. And I was talking to a neighbor friend of mine. She was a 20-year cancer survivor. This week she went in and got her results back. And she has throat cancer, but it's interesting because it's squamish cell throat cancer. And I started doing research on it because I had never heard about that. And I think it's one of the most common throat cancers. And I never equated, when I hear squamish or squamous, I think of skin cancer.
Yes, there's two different types of skin cancers. Typically, you got the basal cell and the squamous cell carcinomas, you're right. And so the squamous cell can occur wherever you have what we call these epithelial cells or tissues. And so that can include other types of linings, like I said, inside the mouth and the throat, for example. Skin cancer, of course, is very, very common. Now, there's a lot of people with precancerous skin conditions, and then there's people with cancerous skin conditions, like, again, the basal cell carcinomas, the squamous cell. Normally in North America, if people are getting regular physical exams, if they're seeing the dermatologist every year or two, typically these things can be picked up early, removed, and people do very well with them.
Right, exactly, especially when you're wanting to avoid the levels of melanoma that could potentially go out there. But I'll tell you, people, especially with skin issues and skin cancers and even the beginnings of them, they have advanced so far in our industry, especially when it comes to the Mohs procedure. I mean, that Mohs procedure, you go in, it basically cores it like an apple until they're not getting any more impressions of showing any types of cancers or anything like that. So I think for as much as this is happening in these different occurrences of cancer in our world and our families, that there are some movements when it comes to certain things, but we've laid stagnant in the traditional MD world on many other levels, Dr. Mark, because I was talking to somebody else about it. And listen, we want to work with our MDs. We want to work with naturopathic MDs because we want to be able to handle both angles. But when you have cancer, their goal is to go in there and kill everything, Dr. Mark, and then you have to rebuild, right? That's what you do at the Spindler Center, and that's the hardest part.
Sometimes that's true. And I should actually correct myself. When I mentioned the four most common cancers, actually, those are the four most common beyond skin cancer. Skin cancer is the most common in the United States and the world and worldwide. So about 1 in 5 Americans develop skin cancer by the age of 70. So that is the most common. And then we got the four I mentioned after that. But yeah, cancer therapy is improving in conventional medicine. You know, it was much more barbaric 15, 20 years ago. It still can be at times, depending on the type of treatment people receive. There are newer technologies coming out. For example, quite often radiation therapy is a lot more focused, less damaging to healthy tissues and organs than it was in the past. We have the whole field of immunotherapy, which is targeted therapy, using antibodies and targeting certain types of tissues or cancer cells. So there's some improvement, but still a lot of people suffer from the commonly used chemotherapy treatments. And we see a lot of those patients in our clinic, and we're able to reduce the amount of side effects they're having, which is always very gratifying for the patient as well as ourselves.
So gratifying. And, you know, one of those things, Dr. Mark, is on your clinic website, markstangler.com, you can link from it from americasnaturaldoctor.com. It's just hearing the stories of how many people that you have helped and been able to turn around. And I think I shared the story like beginning of the year, but we had a good family friend in San Diego who all of a sudden got a stage 4 diagnosis and started the process. And they started telling her, you know, hey, aftercare is so important. We recommend Dr. Mark Stangler. And so she got a little bit of a giggle because she said, Kelly, oh, Dr. Mark, you know, you guys do the show together. He's so reputable. So again, not many people want to take these types of things on, Dr. Mark, and you and your office have well over 2 decades have helped so many people in the San Diego community and beyond. So thank you for doing that. But we're going to run out to a break. When we come back, we're going to cover more and share tips on malnutrition, proper nutrition, phytochemicals, insulin, and also share some supplements that have been shown by science that help overall. So stick with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today, also available online.
Today, more than ever, it is important where you buy your natural health products. Since 1996, iHerb has worked hard to enhance your online shopping experience. Initially, our company promoted the benefits of St. John's Wort, hence the name iHerb. It's now a world-class online store, supplying a vast selection of brand-name natural products. With a wide selection of quality products and easy-to-use app, iHerb is a global leader in bringing the best overall value in natural products to customers all over the world. At iHerb.com, you'll find over 1,200 brands and 30,000 brand-name natural products. At iHerb, your products are always kept cool, clean, and fresh with our climate-controlled GMP-certified facilities. With 24/7 customer service, our goal is to make your online shopping experience as fast, safe, and affordable as possible. To learn more, visit iHerb.com, iHerb.com. That's iHerb.com.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com.
From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD available. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil by CV Sciences today, or use the code FOREVER for an exclusive 20% off discount. PlusCBDOil.com.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, in honor of Cancer Month happening in just a few days, Dr. Mark and I are talking about all different types of cancer, sharing suggestions, taking it from a place where Dr. Mark has helped people manage their way and navigate through these different types of diagnosis and aftercare. So stay with us. We have a lot of good information. Dr. Mark, I'll tell you, we briefly talked about it in the first segment, but nutrition. Share more about that. I know in your book, which we're going to share with people later in the show, Outside the Box Cancer Therapies, you talk quite a bit about nutrition in that, especially when it comes to prevention.
Right. Well, it's very similar to when we're talking about people being susceptible to infections and the immune system, for example. And there's two aspects, right? It's how powerful the microbe is, the bacteria, the fungi, the virus, whatever it is. Now, and then comparing that to how resistant or how healthy is the internal system, the body. Well, the same thing with cancer. We all have what are called, a fancy term, proto-oncogenes. And these are genes which have important functions, normal functions in the body. But when they get damaged to them, say from improper diet, chemicals we're exposed to, they become oncogenes or cancer genes, which then are involved in improper cell messaging and abnormal cell division. So nutrition is one of these key things we know, which is very important in the prevention and treatment of cancer. And this has been acknowledged in mainstream medicine. For example, in the mainstream journal Cancer Treatment and Research, They note that many natural dietary agents, like foods, which consist of bioactive compounds, have been shown to be effective in cancer prevention and treatment. And so in this article, it goes on to talk about how through the foods one eats, you can favorably change the way your genes release information for good health and normal cell division. This is what we call epigenetics. So we can actually send the proper messaging to our DNA through the foods we eat, and then our DNA is going to give the right instructions for normal cell division. On the other hand, let's say you're not eating well. You're eating a lot of fried foods, fast foods, foods with trans fatty acids, foods with a lot of chemicals, pesticides. And now you're going to get messaging to your DNA, which is going to throw off the messaging, and that could promote inflammation and abnormal cell messaging. So it goes on to tell us that there's very good scientific documentation on certain anti-cancer foods. You got things like green tea, for example, very well studied. You got the cruciferous vegetables. Many, many studies shown they have anti-cancer effects. And again, the way they work is through this messaging system. Our DNA senses the information from the foods we eat. It makes changes based on that and then tells our cells what to do. So very, very interesting.
We know that there's certain foods out there, as you mentioned, that are great for the body, great for detoxification, great for nutrition. But so often, especially when somebody is dealing sometimes with cancer and they've been dealing with it for quite some time, maybe gone through chemo a couple of rounds, malnutrition can really kick in and become very common, Dr. Mark.
Oh, it is very common. That a lot of people undergoing things like, say, very aggressive chemotherapy. And so what happens with these patients is they obviously have a loss of appetite. They can have nausea and vomiting. And the medications are much better than they used to have to help this. And there's some good natural treatments using ginger extract, using certain homeopathics and things like this. But it's very common. People have a lower appetite. Then they can't get the proper nutrition in. They don't feel well, so they don't eat well. And so these people, we really need to help. We'll often use very high-quality protein shakes. We'll give them nutrients that they take. They'll drink green smoothies, for example, so to get the nutrition in so they can detoxify properly, so their immune system can function properly. And yes, if you have malnutrition, your immune system's going to go downhill. And obviously that's a problem in terms of fighting cancer as well. We know that in cancer, it's extremely important to maintain muscle mass and the weight related with it. There's a very high prediction between how rapidly a person loses muscle mass, what they call sarcopenia, which basically is Latin for eating flesh. So as your muscle mass breaks down too rapidly, it's highly predictive of whether you're going to survive your cancer or not. So we keep an eye on those things, as do oncologists. And that's where the super nutrition needs to come in to help these people.
Yeah, and I'm so glad that you're sharing this information because I think it can be confusing for families. Finally, that window opens up and the patient wants to eat and they're thinking, gosh, they've lost 20, 30 pounds. Let's just get them any kind of caloric intake we can. And they start giving them very high sugar, very high fat, very high caloric foods like Nutty Buddy bars and different things like that. And again, sugar, carbohydrates, things we want to avoid. Let's talk phytochemicals, Dr. Mark, because that's something you know quite a bit about.
Well, phytochemicals are very interesting. People always wonder, well, how is it that foods have these anti-cancer properties? Well, there's many different reasons for it. One is fiber. We know foods high in fiber definitely help to reduce the risk of a variety of different types of cancers, like colon cancer, for example, breast cancer, and some other ones. But then we have this whole other area called phytochemicals or phytonutrients. And these are nutrients or chemicals unique to plant foods, phyto standing for plant. So you can only get them from plants. And there's thousands of phytochemicals that you find in plant foods. A lot haven't even been discovered yet. But these things have powerful, beneficial effects in the body. So, for example, phytochemicals, many of them stimulate the immune system. They block carcinogens or toxic chemicals from getting into our cells. They reduce inflammation, which makes cancer growth less likely. They directly prevent DNA damage. And remember, when our DNA gets damaged or mutated, you get abnormal signaling and abnormal cell division. So it helps to protect against that. It also protects against what we call oxidative damage. And that's where these antioxidants come into effect. Phytochemicals have been shown to slow the growth rate of cancer cells. They've also been shown to trigger what we call apoptosis, where a cell basically ends its life, so to speak, its natural cell cycle. As well, phytochemicals help to regulate hormones, which we know can play a role in various different types of cancers. So phytochemicals are important, and you can only get them through plant foods. And they've done some studies that have the highest activity, or vegetables that have the highest activity on abnormal cell proliferation. That includes Brussels sprouts, cabbage, garlic, green onion, kale, leek, spinach. Also foods like asparagus, beet, broccoli, cauliflower, green beans, red cabbage. And there's been some studies as well with celery and eggplant. Now, these aren't all of them, but these are some ones that have been very, very well studied in terms of their anti-cancer effect for the stomach, kidney, prostate, breast, brain, pancreas, and lung.
Wow. And I eat the majority of those foods. I was hoping bok choy. I've been on a bok choy kick. I was hoping that one would
play
in, you know, but that's the great part, especially as the weather's changing a little bit more. I tend to want to have more fat. So maybe I'll do something with a bone broth, mushrooms, you know, all kinds of great stuff that you can kind of mix in, throw it in the instant pot or even in the crock pot, and you have it all ready to go. So again, as we move on, we'll share more and more recipes, especially as it comes to food in further shows. But before we go out, I really want to talk to you about something, because in the last 5 years, we've heard more about metabolic syndrome. We've heard more about insulin resistance. How are we going to face everything, especially when we're talking insulin resistance, as it becomes the cancer risk, Dr. Mark?
Right. Well, I mean, there's really no good way to attack insulin resistance unless you're working with a person's diet, with their exercise, maintaining lean muscle mass. I mean, these are the keys. Now, I should mention there's been some very good research in recent years showing that people that have high mercury levels, maybe from amalgam fillings, maybe from the workplace, maybe from vaccines, other sources, that predisposes people to insulin resistance. Their insulin gets blocked. So there's other factors that we need to consider, types of toxins that lead to insulin resistance. But for cancer prevention, look, that's one of the reasons why people that maintain better body weight, people that have more of a plant-based diet, they don't have to be vegetarian, people that exercise regularly, you know, one of the commonalities is they reduce insulin resistance, which is a known cancer risk factor.
Wow, very interesting. It seems like we have so many risks in our environment, in our world. And obviously, we're all just trying to get through, be the best we can be, listening to shows like this, reading fantastic articles that can be found at americasnaturaldoctor.com. But again, talking it out, talking about it. So many people, when they first get a diagnosis or somebody in their family does, it's confusing. And I've seen a lot of times where maybe they've gone the course and then that particular oncologist says, listen, we have tried everything else. We don't know what else. Please feel free to go to another route. And often in that other route, people are finding some success. So again, we want to be positive on this program. We want to make sure we're giving you great information. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the most well-studied supplements when we're talking about potential help with this issue, and things that have been based on science. That's one of the things, Dr. Mark, when you start hearing things about cancer, people will start talking about a weird herb you can start taking. And again, we want to go to science. We want to go to research when we start incorporating anything new within our body, especially when there's upheaval within it. So I'm excited for when we come back from the break. We'll talk a little bit more about that. In the meantime, feel free to go to americasnaturaldoctor.com to get a play-by-play of what we're talking about and sign up for that great newsletter. We'll be right back. More on your health. So stick around with us.
Did you know glutathione is the most abundant antioxidant in our bodies? Glutathione is known as the master antioxidant and is one of the most important and powerful antioxidants in your body. Glutathione levels in the body may be reduced by a number of factors, including poor nutrition, environmental toxins, and stress. Glutathione levels may also drop dramatically during aging. Emerald Labs' doctor-formulated Cetria L-glutathione is a well-studied form of reduced L-glutathione that has been proven in a randomized, double-blind human clinical study to help support intracellular antioxidant activity, cellular detoxification, and healthy immune response. At Emerald Labs, we are 100% committed to making products that are of the highest quality. It is with this commitment in mind that we have chosen to use only active ingredients in our products, with no fillers or no binders. Learn more about Emerald Labs' science-based formulas by going to supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Also available at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other fine health stores nationwide.
Do your emotions get in the way of your success? If emotions cause you to choke at critical moments, then Zing Performance may help your brain to hardwire the automatic skill of emotional control so you can handle pivotal moments with calmness, clarity, and focus. To be at your best, you need mental strength, endurance, and energy. If your performance falters with mental fatigue, then rewiring your thought patterns and learning to put less pressure on the cerebellum may help to free the brain's capacity to help you stay alert. At Zing Performance, our programs not only enhance brain function, but ultimately human potential and performance. The best part? You do not need any special equipment or expensive medication. Just follow our simple and effective brain-body training exercises twice a day for 10 minutes. Sign up today at ZingPerformance.com or call 844-500-9464. 844-500-9464. Don't let your mind be your competitor. Believe in yourself. ZingPerformance.com.
The Zing Performance Program is a life-changing, natural intervention to help develop key learning and development skills for those experiencing poor learning skills, lack of focus, stress, and loss of emotional control. Learn more at ZingPerformance.com.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, thank you so much for joining Dr. Mark Spangler, America's Natural Doctor, and myself, Kelly Capasola. We are focusing our discussion today all on cancer, what you need to know, different things that you can implement within your own life, and ways to get on a fast track of understanding really what you're dealing with. Dr. Mark, great show today. Not always a fun topic, but a helpful topic at that.
Yes. Yeah. Very important. Just it affects so many of our listeners out there. We want to help everybody out here.
Before we went to the break, we were mentioning the most well-studied supplements or nutrients that people are incorporating in. I know you have that highlighted in your book. You took a lot of time to write Outside the Box Cancer Therapies. Again, it's a wonderful resource. We'll talk more about it at the end of the show, but let's get into those well-studied nutrients and supplements.
Well, it's a good point, Kelly. I often run into people and patients and well-meaning people have recommended various supplements to help them with their cancer. Now, unfortunately, the majority of the recommendations they're given don't have very good science behind them. And so when people have something serious like cancer, we want to focus on things which have good data, good safety behind them, studies which have been done with people, not just in a test tube or with animals. And so that's what we focus on in the book and we do with patients. So one of the ones people have heard about is vitamin D. Now, vitamin D actually acts as a hormone in the body, and it's been shown to have several anti-cancer mechanisms. For example, it suppresses cancer cell proliferation. It stimulates cancer cell death. It regulates the immune system. It inhibits blood flow to tumors. It helps with DNA repair. These are just some of the things that vitamin D does. And there have been several studies showing that people who have better blood levels of vitamin D, which again, people should definitely get tested for preventatively and especially if you have cancer. And they found that people with better blood levels of vitamin D, for example, have lower risk of colorectal cancer. We know that men diagnosed with low-risk prostate cancer who were given supplementation with 4,000 units of vitamin D3 for 1 year had improvement in their biopsy results, for example. We know there's been studies with breast cancer risk. Women with lower levels of vitamin D, blood levels of vitamin D, are high risk for breast cancer. Same thing is said to be true for colon cancer as well. So it's one of the supplements people should be testing and optimizing. There's some good population studies showing people should have a level at least above 44, if not above 50, for cancer protective effects from vitamin D. A typical lab value is 30 to 100 units, so you want to be around the 50 or higher mark. So something people can get tested. Other than that, Kelly, I'm very much a fan of the what they call the medicinal mushrooms. There's medicinal mushrooms used in Asia, used over here in North America for many decades as well. And very common with doctors in Europe. One example would be Coriolis versicolor, known as turkey tail. And it actually has several hundred studies on it showing its immune-enhancing effects. And they have shown in studies that people who are undergoing chemotherapy and radiation who take this immune enhancer are less likely to get infections. They have less side effects from chemotherapy and radiation. And again, it does have this immune-stimulating, immune-modulating effect, which gets your potent anti-cancer immune cells working at better levels. Kind of a complement to that is one called maitake. Maitake is very common in Japan, used by oncologists there. You can get it here in North America as well as a supplement. It too is a good supplement, has some good human data on it in terms of helping to support the immune system long-term for people that have cancer.
we've always seen the benefit of mushrooms. And, you know, we even look at things like green tea. Dr. Mark, I know every morning, I think you drink a green tea, correct?
Yes. And now green tea is one of those ones where you have just hundreds of studies on it for its anti-cancer effects. It's been very, very well researched. And that's what they have found in many population studies, people that consume green tea on a regular basis, usually several cups a day, I should add. Definitely has been shown to be protective against a variety of different types of cancers. The most protective seems to be for the stomach, esophagus, and colorectal cancers, although there are studies for other types of cancers as well in terms of its preventative effects.
Right, and then we talk about things that, like glutathione. I mean, we can't really talk about having any good health unless we're talking about glutathione levels, even if you remove the cancer situation, right, Dr. Mark?
Right. Well, glutathione, which our body produces, we get in small amounts from foods, but some people, due to being sick, due to their diet, due to malnutrition, due to treatments they've had, like chemotherapy, radiation, where it's depleted their body's glutathione levels, they need support with the glutathione. It's important for energy production, detoxification, and here's a key one, Kelly, repairing DNA. Again, if our DNA is what controls cell division, we have to have healthy DNA. And the design in the body is such that glutathione actually helps your DNA to repair. That's why we like people using glutathione in general, but especially for people who've have finished their chemo and radiation treatments. We like to use glutathione for its regenerative effects on people. In addition, some people get neuropathy, abnormal nerve pain symptoms from chemotherapy, and glutathione can help them to recover from that as well.
Yeah, and I'm glad you bring that up, Dr. Mark, because so often people can have the side effects of chemotherapy and radiation, and, you know, they can implement some of these things. But are you seeing a tremendous amount? Because I know that you have a lot of cancer patients at your clinic. Do you see when they come in that they're having those side effects, and how do you help them with that, Dr. Mark?
Oh, very commonly. Absolutely. Yeah, we actually, you know, work with their diet. We get them on supplements to help counteract the effects of the nerve toxicity. And we've had some very, very severe cases. And with the right nutritional treatment, they've been able to recover significantly. Some of these people are like extremely severe. I mean, they're in pain. They have trouble walking, moving around. So their quality of life is not good. A lot of these patients initially, we'll give them these nutrients intravenously to get them at higher levels so they can we can expedite their recovery, get their nerve regeneration occurring. So unfortunately, in conventional medicine, they usually just give you drugs like gabapentin to block the nerve pain, but we're actually going in working to reverse the nerve damage, get some regeneration occurring.
Yeah, and I know you do things like ozone at your center. I know that you're a big proponent of intravenous high-dose vitamin C. Let's talk a little bit about that because you've had a lot of success with your patients when implementing that.
Correct. Yeah, we do a lot of intravenous vitamin C treatments at our clinic, and there's a reason for it. Out of all the IV therapies, and again, I get very good results with ozone and using other nutrients and glutathione, but vitamin C has the most studies on it. What I like about intravenous vitamin C, at a certain dose, it actually has anti-cancer mechanisms. Now, again, I don't want anyone misquoting me. I'm not saying, you know, intravenous vitamin C is as potent as chemotherapy and these types of things, but it does work with the healing system of the body, and it does help generate your body's own hydrogen peroxide, which your body uses to kill abnormal cells. It has anti-inflammatory effects. We know inflammation's involved with cancer. It also activates tumor suppressor genes, and there's some other mechanisms, so it's very, very interesting. But what I like about intravenous vitamin C, it's been shown in multiple studies now, including some NIH-funded ones, where it was shown for people undergoing chemotherapy or radiation to greatly reduce symptoms such as fatigue, insomnia, loss of appetite, nausea, pain, and overall improvement in their health. So not only does it have the immune-enhancing effects, but shown to be safe and effective in people undergoing these treatments to help reduce the side effects in a way that doesn't counter the efficacy and the mechanisms of the cancer treatment. So gone are the days where someone could say, well, there's no science behind intravenous vitamin C. It's not safe and effective. That would be outdated. We're getting outdated at least a good 8 years now if someone takes that stance.
You wrote a wonderful resource for people, Outside the Box Cancer Therapies. And you cover all this stuff. And I know that you have used a lot of what your own experience, especially in a clinical setting, to be able to do different case studies. That was a very important part. But I guess to just give people a roadmap, what they should be asking, recommendations, what to do once you've gotten that diagnosis, how to work with your team that you have involved. What motivated you to write it, though, Dr. Stengler? Because I know that it was number one in the oncology sector for almost a year.
Well, we just see a lot of patients more and more coming into the clinic with cancer. We're finding that the practitioners, the doctors I work with just are not trained in integrative medicine. And so we wanted a book where people could look at what's the science, as well as just the practical ways to incorporate these things. What should I be doing for diet? What are the supplements most well-studied? If I'm getting chemotherapy or radiation, what are things that I can help with which won't interfere with the treatment? What is intravenous vitamin C, ozone therapy, glutathione therapy? How do they work? What's the research on them? As well, the book, what it really also does, it's so highly referenced. When people are talking with the other providers, say their family doctors, their oncologists, and they're telling them what they're doing and maybe they have concerns, we reference, I'd say we over-reference, the scientific studies proven the safety and efficacy of these treatments, which will take the fear away, and so the patients can get the support with these complementary treatments that they're doing.
Absolutely. And people can go to Amazon, right? They can find your book, Outside the Box Cancer Therapies. They can learn more there. We're also going to make sure that we put on the homepage the vitamin D test. Please go to America's Natural Doctor, click on the homepage. We'll link it directly there. Do it in the privacy of their own home and receive the results within a couple of weeks. So please use this as a resource. That's why we're here for you. Dr. Mark, thank you so much for taking the time to share all this great information with our listeners today.
Oh, thank you, Kelly.
Have a happy and healthy week, and we'll catch you next time.